Get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. Struggling with back pain? Time to try Kieser. Visit kieser.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Charlie Dixon has to go back to the 49 goals and really impact up forward. We know they can get up there. We know that they can get it up there. Charlie Dixon has got to actually stand up and deliver for Ken Hinckley to keep his job.
No pressure. No pressure on our next guest.
None.
Terry Wallace thinks that the tenure of Kenny Hinckley is directly linked to the former Charlie Dixon. I think that may be a little bit stretching it, but he's a very, very important player. There's no question about it, and he joins us on the line. Morning, Charlie.
Morning, guys. That's something that's pretty great to wake up to, isn't it? hanging over your head? No, that's all right. It's sort of, and he's not the only person that said that to me, so no, it's all good.
It looked good on Sunday. We know we always temper our expectations, but everything looked great on Sunday when you were able to jag a few goals, but there was the way you were moving, which was really impressive.
Yeah, no, I've just been able to sort of get a fair chunk of pre-season under my belt and be able to, you know, back myself in that I've done the work and just run around, which was good this early in the year. This is something I haven't done in a while, so it's good.
Hey, Charlie, good morning to you. You only played the 9 games last year because of injury. So you've had an uninterrupted preseason this time round. Is that right? You've had a good run at it?
Yeah, definitely. I haven't really missed any of it, to be honest. So, there's always those management days and all that sort of stuff. You know, as you get older, that's what they sort of do. So, but other than that, I've sort of got through it unscathed and, well, touch wood. But, it's been good. I've really enjoyed being out there and being a part of the group. And, you know, sometimes you, after a couple of years of missing that sort of stuff, missing a large chunks of the preseason, you actually do miss being out there and being a part of the group. So I was actually really enjoying my training this year.
On that point, Charlie, you know, when you're not able to train, and we all know how important it is to be able to get out there and train and prepare yourself, does that start to eat away at your confidence too when you actually do come back and play, knowing sort of deep in your own mind that, God, I'm not as well prepared as what I should be because I have missed so much training?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, the pre-seasons are long for a reason. You know, we've got to get the touch in, got to get the skills down and learn the way we play and everything like that. I mean, last year I had probably 4 weeks of football before I came back and actually played. So... it's, you know, your touch isn't there. You know, like you said, your confidence isn't there. You question everything you're doing if it's the way you used to do it. And so, you know, like there's always those doubts and all that sort of stuff. So, you know, to be able to know that I've done the work is it's good for the brain.
How do you see your forward line setting up, Charlie? You got yourself, Marshall, you got Lysette and Laddams at tools. You got young fella George Yardies. How would you ideally see it structured come round one?
Well, that's there. I mean, like, we're in a good position at the moment. We've got, you know, a lot of players putting their hands up, and that's what you want. You want competition within the club, and you want blokes firing at the right time. So, I mean, I like having sort of a couple of tools around me as well. So, we've got one more game to work that out. But, you know, I like having Toddy there as well as George Yardis and Ebo and... You know, like there's a long list that I'd like to have next to me, but you know, the way the game, our sort of structure is, you know, you can't have everyone there, so it's going to be different to see, you know, who puts their hand up, and you know, like we've got another game for the boys to, you know, cement their spot, I suppose. So I like the way we looked on the weekend. I think it's very dangerous. You got Pep running through there, and Motz is firing as well, and he's had a ripping preseason. So I'm really excited to, you know, see what we can throw together.
Talking to Charlie Dixon, why do you like Mitch Georgiadis, Charlie?
Oh, he's just a kid out there playing football at the moment, mate. He's, you know, like he's jumping at everything, and he's just running around, playing football as young kids do, and he's got an enormous leap on him, and he's got no fear. Doesn't matter what's in front of him. He got cleaned me up as well a couple of times on the weekend. So he just jumps at the footy, and he's going to be a handful. So, I mean, you love blokes who are just going to you know, throw their body into the contest. Doesn't matter what, you know, who's in front of them or whatever. It's good.
It's an interesting point you raised, because last year you introduced three young, really talented players there at Port Adelaide, and they seem to provide some of that excitement around the group. But you're saying that, you know, this has happened again in this off-season.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, like, those three boys who came in last year, like, they're special players, and, you know, like, they've grown even more over the, you know, over 12 months. So to have a couple more blokes like that can actually do that is going to be huge for us. And it just shows that it's a credit to our recruiting office and the work they've done and the boys they've picked up, because they're great humans as well. And they're getting, they've like gelled with the group really well. And it's just exciting to see what they can produce for us.
Hey, Kenny hasn't shied away from setting some pretty lofty goals. He sort of said to the footy world, we're coming, watch out. What's your expectations? Do you like that from your coach?
Kenny likes doing that sort of stuff. I mean, I don't know. It's sort of, well, why not? You know, like, Why can't we be, you know, we've sort of been in that 10 spot, you know, 9-10 spot for a while now, and it is a frustrating spot to be. But, you know, like, I think we've it's sort of now or never, you know, like, we've got the time, we've got the list, you know, and we've got the players to be able to do it. So I think we're definitely a chance to do that. I mean, if you're not thinking about that, what are you even doing this for, you know? So yeah. I think we're a chance to go out there. That's the goal. So why not?
Spot on. You got the right amount of swagger in that group, do you think?
Oh, I think so. I think you look around the group, there's a lot of boys in there that carry themselves very well and under pressure can handle a lot. So I'm looking forward to seeing what this year has for us.
Yeah, the boy Rosie's not shy, I won't think, and nor should he be.
Exactly right.
And what about the bow and arrow? Has that had some development over the summer?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's just another kid that's grown more and getting to know the game plan even more, and he's got another preseason under his belt. So, you know, you might see the bow and arrow, you know, flying around a bit more.
Hey, what's your advice to young players that come in there and show a little bit of that? Do you say, hang on, no, put it away, young fella, or do you expand on that? Do you encourage that?
Oh, well, you know, like, you got to encourage that. I think it's, you know, like, it's the way the world's going now. Like, there's, you know, you want to show a bit of personality, and, you know, you don't, I mean, we sort of tend, as Australian, I suppose, someone who's carries on a little bit, or, you know, gets a bit ahead of themselves, we like like a nail sticking out, we like to hit it, you know, knock it on the head a bit. But I think it's good to have that sort of stuff in the game. It's exciting. People love it. And, but yeah, I mean, it's all in moderation as well, I suppose. But, I love it. I mean, and for young kids coming in, I mean, there's a lot of pressure on them, especially high draft picks, I think. And they put more, I mean, no one's going to put more pressure on them than themselves. And I think, you know, like, they come in with expectations on themselves when really they've got to, you know, look at the AFL system and the players and everyone else and the, you know, the load that they got to take and everything sort of, and expect, like, not everyone's going to play in their first year, you know. So there's a lot of pressure on them, and for them to bring in their own personality and a bit of swagger, and I think it's good. It's refreshing, you know, so it's good.
And Charlie, Tom Jonas is a standalone skipper there at Port Adelaide this season. Why is he the right man to lead the club this year?
Oh, I think just TJ, the way he sort of holds himself is a bit of no bullshit sort of thing. So I don't know if I can say it, but yeah. So that's just the way he plays. And yeah, sorry. But he, you know, like, it's just who he is. And, you know what you're going to get from him, you know, day in, day out. And I think he's grown in his leadership space and over the last 12 months. And, you know, like, I really enjoyed the weekend that we went away on the weekend, and the way he spoke to the group. And I think, he's our man, and I'm pumped to have him as our captain.
Yeah, so a lot of debate over here today and the last couple of days about Sir Jack Viney, who was a co-captain and is now the vice-captain. You guys have been through it with Ollie Wines, who was a co-captain and now has assumed the co-captaincy. Yep. How's that been received, and how's Ollie taken it?
Yeah, I mean, it's sort of, that's the way it is, you know, like, things change in football. Not everything works, you know, like, it's trial and error. It's always, you're always trying different things to see what works, see what happens. It's not like it didn't work. It's just we've gone back, we've listened to the fans. They like the number one jumper as well. So you got to listen to the people who support you. And like, Ollie's a, he's a good kid and he's taking a new stride, and that's, and he's happy as long as the group's happy. And that's the way it's got to be.
So, Charlie, just on that point, do you think this was driven by what the fans wanted, just the singular captain there at Port Adelaide?
Oh, not exactly just what the fans wanted, but, you know, it's something that sort of we thought it's better, best for us. And but then, you, like I said, you got to listen to, you know, some of the fans, and like they like the number one jumper and the single captain and all that sort of stuff. So that's just, you know, like you've got to look at all the areas of the football club and see what works.
Hey, great to talk to you, great Charlie. Really refreshing and honest and no bullshizing, as you rightfully pointed out. So hopefully we can chat again, and good luck to Port Adelaide. It'll be an interesting year.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
On you, Charlie.
Charlie Dixon there.
Enjoyed that chat.
I did too. We've debated. And we'd like your feedback. Why don't we do it? We'll do a Charlie Dixon. We'll do and throw it open to our fans, loosely termed fans, our listeners.
Very loose.
Interviewing modern day players. You've got an interesting take on it.
No, I don't.
It's, we've got
a private take.
We need to discuss it. We need to discuss it.
Okay,
Tim.
When we come back.
Righto, we'll discuss it when we come back to get a Rockstar car park 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport, see short and sweet parking zone, and Keys are struggling with back pain. Time to try Keys. A nice text message here too. Hey, boys, the old man went to Keys at Caulfield yesterday because his back was wrecked. They reckon 3 weeks' time they'll be able to fix it. Fingers crossed. Thanks for the recommendation. That's Troy. I'll keep you updated on the progression. You do that, Troy, and we're very confident that your old man will get a good result at Keys. I was born.
Get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. Struggling with back pain? Time to try Keyser. Visit kieser.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Great to have you with us. Very, very fun time of the week every Tuesday when Liam Pickering wanders into the studio and just graces us with his presence for half an hour. Welcome to you, Pex.
Hello, Gary. How are you?
Nice to see you, young man.
Good to be here.
Good. Busy week for you?
Always plenty on.
You've been called up to be part of the Victorian team, sort of an entourage of players to come into the rooms and pump them up?
No, I think Paul Connors probably put the end to that when that last EJ Witten game, when he was standing there with his head on backwards. So that probably put the end to the player managers.
That was player X.
So you're not just player manager. You're a former state player.
Yeah, I know, but, you know, they haven't asked me yet.
Well, you probably
did. Dimmer might. Now that Clarko's coaching Hawthorn, he might ask the question.
So we're going back to the 1996. Victoria played the Allies at the MCG.
Gee. Didn't pull a very big
in front of 35,000. Victoria,
the Allies.
2017-137 beat the Allies 11-18-84.
Easily.
What was the was that the only state game that year or not?
Yep.
That was strange against the Allies.
Weird.
Wasn't it?
Well, 95 was a big year. Was the year before the EJ one.
Yeah.
Where EJ did his lap, and then I sat in the coach's box for that game. I was emergency.
Were you?
I was left out at the last moment.
I couldn't squeeze you in. I tried to squeeze you in.
The forward line had, buddy, were you in the forward line? Yeah, you, Ablett, Lockett.
Low. Hey, this is a good side. Archer, Barnes, Nathan Burke, Christy Colbert, Chris Grant, Rob Harvey, Gary Hocking, Duncan Kelly, Nigel Lappin, Stewie Lowe, Mickey Mansfield, Corey McKernahan, Mark McCurry, Gary O'Donnell, Brett Ratton, Riccardi, Sexton, Silvani, Anthony Stevens, and Diesel Williams. That's
I started on the bench that day.
Who's alongside the old man of
alongside of Greg Williams, Chris Grant, and Glenn Archer.
Who was on the bench? Sorry,
we were on the bench. Me, Glenn Archer, Chris Grant, and Greg Williams.
Okay, who's the old man out there?
Greg Williams.
Are your memories? I'm not being smart.
No, that was only taking off. So I was emergency 95 and I was in the squad 97, but I'd only played it.
And how excited were you to play?
Oh, wrapped. Yeah, over the moon. Over the moon, a little bit intimidated, actually.
It was a big deal, wasn't it?
Yeah, when you put, back then you were, yeah.
Well, but no, it was a big deal playing state footy then. To go you to training to, was
you
a did, big
yeah,
deal.
You didn't want to stuff up a training drill. Oh. You just, it was.
The ball didn't hit the ground, though.
Well, it did when I was kicking it, so I missed a few targets. I know that I missed a goal from about 15 metres out.
Do you get a better appreciation for any of those blokes that you play? I know it's only one game, but...
Not really.
You just knew they were all guns.
Yeah, they're all guns for a reason. It's why they're there. But the Allies had some decent players. They had Bucks and bloody Dunstall and all these guys. But
that's right. Ackermanis.
Acker.
Nathan Buckley.
Benny Doolin. What's Benny Doolin? Shane Crawford. Benny Doolin. What's he famous for, Gary?
Getting his teeth knocked out by the big cement head.
Who got him?
Ned.
Ned, oh, that's right.
Jason
at Victoria Park.
This was a good time. Matthew Richardson played for the Allies. Gave him a fair shellacking. Michael Voss played for the Allies.
Yeah, we gave him a nice old
and
high.
Graham Wright. That is a pretty good side.
Yeah, see, there were six Geelong players in that team in 96. Five of my teammates were in there as well.
So are you excited about Friday night? Corey McKernahan, it's a joke. Okay?
Yes, his name's McKernan. We get it. We like calling him McKernahan. Yeah, I get
just
it.
Relax.
You, Gary.
It's a joke.
Yeah, I am. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, it should be good fun. And, I mean, it means something for the Victorians, doesn't it?
Yeah,
it does. I mean, I'm not sure it's going to mean the same for the All-Stars as it does for the Vics, because the big V is a pretty iconic jumper.
I think they've got a challenge, hasn't he, Horse, the coach, to try and find the hook that he's going to. We suspect...
He'll just let him play.
We suspect the Vics have got some real Vic spirit in this group. I wonder whether they can generate that from an All-Stars point of view.
Yeah, I've had a real close look at the two teams, but I'm assuming there's a bloody good player.
They've got an unbelievable team. The Allies, the All-Stars have got an unbelievable team. Once pride will take over, though, will it not?
Well,
you put all these
guys
on the same field at the one time, and they see somebody going hard. It's like, okay, that's the standard.
Yeah, no, I agree.
I'm going to lift myself to that standard.
Yeah, and then they will. I mean, they're both great squads. I've certainly, as I said, I know the Victorian squad, but I haven't looked deeply into the Allies squad as such, or the All-Star squad.
You only need to worry. You only need to start thinking about the All-Stars midfield to know that it's going to be that they've got a super squad. I mean, Patrick Cripps goes into the middle with Nat Fyfe. That's enough. Those two are enough.
They haven't got a ruckman, have they? Are they struggling in the ruck division?
Yeah. Well, Nick Nat's not available, so Lysette's been named. Scotty Lysette's been named, and one other. But
who have we got? Goldie.
Goldie and Steph Martin.
Steph Martin.
So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, Steph Martin's a good player.
Yeah.
As is Goldie.
Darcy's going to be stepping out for Victoria.
Yeah.
He spoke really well the other day. He was asked some really interesting questions about Dimitina and the reference or the speculation.
Dimitina.
I mean Harvey Dimmer about the fact that he would be brushing shoulders with the coach and they might be trying to recruit him, all that sort of stuff.
Oh, Darcy's an intelligent kid.
He handled himself really well.
Yeah, like, very intelligent young bloke.
In fact, Gary made the point that he actually probably enjoys the interview as much as any player going around because he is smart and he knows how to handle himself in that situation.
Yeah, he can be quite intimidating, Darcy, because he's so intelligent. I think people don't want to have the challenge with him.
No, I said to Tim yesterday, he looked very, very at ease fronting up. He should have taken his sunglasses off. You as manager should be telling him that.
Can you pass that on to him?
I will, I'll pass that
he
on.
He did the interview with his son.
Well, have you got a sunny sunglass deal for him?
He might
I have got one on the way.
But he did. He looked like he was enjoying it. And then he said, I'm used to this. And I know the speculation's coming. And I'm in no rush.
We'll just let it see. So that'll take the bit of heat off me when I come in here on Tuesday now for a while, won't it?
Well, just one question about that, because we spoke in great detail about that last week. Was there follow-up from Collingwood after that?
No.
So they don't get on the phone to you and say, hang on, what's going on here? Just hose this down, will you, please?
No, but Ned Guy, who does their list, he's a list manager, he understands how it works.
Grundy's a ruckman, by the way, you idiots.
Yeah, he is.
That's come through.
He's the all-star ruckman.
Yeah,
we haven't turned our mind.
Pretty damn good ruckman, too.
Very good ruckman.
He's a
nice player.
How do we miss Brody?
We don't have the All-Stars team in front of us.
He's probably the best ruckman in the comp. Mm-hmm.
He's very close to it. Just on Darcy, though. So no movement? There's nothing going on there at the moment?
No, nothing really since I spoke to you this time last week.
Okay, the only other one we need to tick off is...
Oh, no, I've got a text here that needs to tick. After last week's missed opportunity, can you please ask Pickers what you should have asked last week?
What's that?
Have any clubs approached him regarding Darcy Moore? And if so, which clubs? That's Johnny Mack. We talked about that for 15 minutes,
listen,
Johnny.
Johnny Mack. Didn't we go over that? Haven't we been there?
No clubs have approached you about Darcy Moore.
No, his name comes up in every discussion I have.
Right.
Every discussion with every club.
With every club.
Regular meetings. They all ask. Of course they do. We go through our uncontracted list. Darcy's Moore's name sitting there, coming out of contract in 2020. Every one of them are asking the question.
So Richmond had asked him.
Everyone's asked the question. We have discussions all the time.
Good question, Gary.
Not really.
Thanks for you.
No, it was a good question.
Bit of a military medium pacer. Just let it go through to the keeper.
You pick the online edition up in about half an hour. Richer and have approached Pickering.
Yeah, old mate up there, bloody Slevo and the boys up there turning it around into a story.
What about Jordan DeGoey? Are you any closer to signing him?
No, I don't think Jordan's done anything. He's still...
No further conversation with him?
No. He's just taking his time.
You look at me. Look at me when you answer that question. Have you had more dialogue with him?
No. I'm not putting any pressure on him.
That wouldn't surprise us.
He knows
us.
Where we're at.
That wouldn't surprise us.
He knows where we're at. We haven't moved.
We're here. Brodie Grundy is playing.
Well done. Brodie's playing. Good on him.
Well,
Victorians are going to win, aren't they?
Stop. It's a bloody exhibition game and then 5 exclamation marks. Well, we are the understanding that whilst
we think it means
it is, they're from a Victorian point. We can't speak for the All-Stars. But it is being taken very seriously in the Victorian camp.
Mm.
Very seriously.
Well, fair enough. Why is Clarko not coaching now?
Yeah, so I read that. He's elected to coach Hawthorn in
this match at Moore.
Yeah, game up at Moore, which is, I found that strange as well, because we spoke to Dimmer last week and he was sort of joking about Clarko and at what stage he'll take over the headset. And I'm sure that Clarko would have informed Dimmer, but... I don't know why he said yes then. If he was going to coach the Hawks, maybe something's changed from a Hawthorn setup and he has to go and coach them. But that's
Jeff,
a bit disappointing.
Jeff might have just said to him,
Jeff can't talk at the moment.
Oh, yeah. What's happened to Jeff?
Lost his voice.
He's got a neck brace
or something.
Yeah, I think he's had some surgery.
I heard him interviewed with Dwayne the other week. It was a long interview, too. It was like a 45 minute job, and you can hardly hear him.
Yeah, well, we hope he's all right, Mr. Kenneth.
Mm. He's. Funny man.
You're our cricket man too. We needed 20 runs in the last two overs of that T20 game against South Africa.
Yeah, fell in a heap.
And we made 8.
Yeah, very ordinary effort.
Bowling.
With Dave Warner, 60-odd not out.
Yes.
Very weird finish.
That's an odd finish, isn't it?
It is. It's for Australia, it is. Tough. We normally close our games well. Girls had a win last night, which is good.
Yep. Did you watch that?
I watched a bit of it, yeah.
3 for 10.
Yeah. Oh, they were in all sorts of trouble.
Little Sri Lankan girl was bowling beautiful in-swingers.
It's either that or the spin our girls might struggle a little bit with.
Yeah.
It's interesting, and then India, didn't they get a hammering from New Zealand? I love that.
Smashed
by the Kiwis. We couldn't.
Kiwis are a different.
Tear the skin off a custard when they were out here.
They're a different proposition at home, aren't they?
Much different. Trent Bolt gets that ball to hoop. Yeah. Over New Zealand.
They had them in all sorts of
trouble. They were bowling blokes that were just letting the ball go and hit their off stump and all sorts of stuff was going on. So that was good to see.
What did you make of the first round of the AFL? Marsh Community Series. Was there 3 takeouts?
I did the Western Bulldogs and North game. I
saw you there.
Bontempelli outstanding.
Unbelievable.
Would have given him the whole 6 votes if I could have. I thought he was clearly the best player on the ground. North looked really scratchy to me. I called the Geelong Gold Coast game. The Cats were horrible.
Yeah.
Shocking.
They didn't really want to be there.
Shocking.
By the looks of that.
They were just insipid.
Here's a question for you.
I know it's a pre-season game.
And it's
still
not going to be a big drama for Geelong.
I hope not.
Why did Gary Ablett go and play?
He did.
I said, why did he?
I actually don't know.
Well, could you find that strange?
Because his body's right, and that's probably part of his prep.
34 years of age. He's flown into Brisbane. He ran around like he really wasn't that interested. He had eight touches, yeah.
He was in the forward line. Only went in 30 times.
Do you question that as his manager?
Nah.
Why not?
Well, they know their prep. Their fitness guys know their prep.
You should
They're
question
building
it.
Him
yeah.
up.
You've been on the phone to Scotty?
No, I haven't been on the phone to Scotty. No, I have not.
You should get more involved as the manager.
Yeah.
That's what Gary and I often talk about.
We don't think you get involved enough
with your players.
Well, you single-handedly turned the Bulldogs around.
You didn't mind jumping in there and just saying to Bevo, hang on a minute, you got the wrong mix in the midfield.
Yeah, all of a sudden they got the mix wrong. Look at the way they played in the finals. Yeah, so anyway, the Cats were a bit ordinary. Didn't watch too many of the others. The D's, who did the D's play? Adelaide. The Patrack.
Brownlow medal.
I was talking about this the other day. I spoke to Jordan Lewis about, because he's doing a couple of days a week mentoring and board scanning or whatever he's doing. And I asked him about a month ago, I reckon. I said to Louis, what's happening down the boards, how they all travel and this and that. He said, Patrack is finally getting it. He said, he's had a big preseason. He said, he's dropped a lot of weight. He's fit. Anyway, first game he goes out, best game I've ever seen him play.
Yeah, well, apparently they've already minted the Brownlow for him.
No, let's not go overboard. Let's not go overboard.
Hey, we're going to take your observations after this, because on what's been going on and around the media landscape.
You've got to get the Hummer.
We don't say that, because it doesn't go to everyone, okay? So we just
let the host host.
Sorry, yeah. Cobblers cobble.
This is not the Western Bulldogs here, son.
Sorry, cobbles.
We'll be back after this. I was born bold.
Get a Rockstar car park just 2 minutes from the terminal at Melbourne Airport's new short and sweet parking zone. Struggling with back pain? Time to try Kieser. Visit kieser.com.au. Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Live sport, EPL, Liverpool 1, West Ham 2, 55th minute. I don't think they've lost Liverpool all year, Wispy. Their last loss was at Anfield in the league back on the 23rd of April 2017 against Crystal Palace. So 2-1 down against West Ham in the 55th minute. Liam Pickering's here. Pickers, over to you, my friend.
Well, I'll start off. I know you guys might have played this earlier, but I've always had a feeling that Donald Trump is an Indian fan, a cricket fan in particular. And this just typified that I got my thoughts right.
Where your people cheer on some of the world's greatest cricket players, from Sachin Tendulkar to Virat Kohli.
It didn't help, though, because you know who flew from America to India with Donald Trump, don't you?
Who?
Juan Antonio Samaranch, okay?
The winner is Sydney, Australia.
Oh, Donald. You know about this big call.
Which call?
State of Origin. Fox and Seven coming together to call the big State of Origin. You versus you.
Yep. Not versus.
Together. Together as one.
Yeah, we're all one.
This is what we can expect a little bit of.
Don't tell me, Dustin, wowee!
I got a bounce! 13!
How exciting is that?
I'm very pumped. I'm very pumped.
So tell me this. Last 30 seconds, ball goes deep into the Victoria. They're 2 points down. Tom Lynch comes charging out. Who's got the call? Who's going to take the microphone?
Who's going to take the microphone? It's Eddie.
No. It's
Eddie's hosting.
Brian and Anthony calling.
Oh, Brian will. Boy, will.
Don't underestimate Hutto.
David Hutto's going to get in ahead of
him. He'll take Brian on.
Does he like to be the finisher?
He'll take Brian on. Don't you worry about that.
Who's going to win that.
I know he's going to be able to take Brian. I don't think so. Hey, Wisp, I picked one up for you, by the way. Gotcha one from the other day. This is you.
The AFL's pre-season opener is at St Kilda's spiritual home in Moorabbin.
Gotcha.
Harsh.
Oh, that's harsh. It's harsh, but I've jumped on you. I've jumped on you like a cheap suit.
I can do better than that.
I've got some of your best ones. They're in a file. Back in the office. Right. Tell you who was up and about. Talk about being back. Excited to be back at calling footy. Loin chop over here.
Bondi Pally's on 37. That's equal career high for him. Back in 2018, round 22, he got 37. That's off the top of the head, Rook.
Just off the top of his head.
Gary.
Hey, you know what?
It's exactly where they get fed, right into your ear.
Yeah, I was going to say, someone's giving you that stat, you roll with it.
Do you wear the Biggles gear when you're calling this year? You're going to be wearing that?
Probably.
I saw him the other day. Dwayne had made a remarkable recovery from 5 bags of plasma that he had.
What about Dwayne? Out of hospital on Friday at 3 o'clock, straight to the commentary box at Fox. What? He didn't do his show.
He had to have a blood transfusion. He was in overnight.
Well, we tried to keep that quiet, but
every time I got to a nearer microphone, I've told everyone about it.
Did he pick that something up over in Florida?
He thought he had jet lag, but he burst an ulcer or something.
Low blood count. Yeah. Low blood count.
Dangerous. He's okay.
He is. He's fine.
He looked fine. Right, this was you again, Gaz. Hillary, not a massive fan of you.
No, I love the Demon.
Was Gary one of your favourite players, Hillary?
He was, but he was a bit of a snob.
Were you a snob?
That's not right, Hillary.
You're going to be the captain, mate. You've got to let it go.
Liverpool have scored, by the way.
Of course
Liverpool
they have.
Liverpool 2-0 for Sam.
Jurgen Klopp.
You know, we're talking about the State of Origin game. Curly Austin, I know he might come on. He'll be coming on later in the week, no doubt, if he's not on today. Curly was the coach, obviously, in 95-96.
Yep.
And I was sitting in the coach's box in 95 with Peter Dean and Ross Smith, were the emergencies. So Deanie and I are in the box. Rossy Smith's on the bench. He's on the bench with the interchange players. Mm. Freezing cold. Remember how cold it was?
I do remember.
Filthy day. Anyway, So I've looked at halftime. I'm starving here. I look over. Peter Dean gives me a wink. He's got me a meat pie in his hand. Thanks very much. So I'm sitting in the back of the coach's box eating a meat pie while the game's going on.
You can't have a dogger.
Yeah, and I'm thinking, this is going to be pretty high tech how they come up with the EJ Witten medalist, right? I'm thinking, oh, this will be, oh, see, it'll be a voting system. Got to the 20-minute mark of the last quarter, and they say, oh, gee, we've got to give the best on the ground. Oh, and Jared's there. Jared Healy's chairman of selectors. And I'm thinking, well, Mickey Mansfield's had a good game. He said, well, Matty Mansfield's been good. I said, his name's not Matty. He called him Matty five times. I said, oh, that's right, Mick, sorry. And in the end, this is how it went down. Nah, just give it to the big fella, plugger. Just give it to the big fella. He's kicked five. That was Jared. So Jared just wins it.
His secret's been let out.
Long story.
Yeah, wasn't it? Really a long story. Just give it to him.
It certainly took us up to the State of Origin game.
Yeah, let's have a listen to a bit of Dwayne, you smart Alex.
And I'm lucky enough I can afford the $50. But I watched it all yesterday. I watched the undercard. I watched the pre-fight circus. You know, I loved every bit of that as much as I loved the fight. I remember wagging school with mates for a Larry Holmes fight all those years ago.
There you go. The Pipe, a big boxing fan. Just one quick one.
Quick one.
Nick Rewell gave the Pipe nothing during this passage of play.
Yeah, spelt with an X, but pronounced Cherry as in Neil Diamond. You got the way to move me. I'll let you do the rest. If you like, Nick.
Not my vintage, though.
Cherry, not yours.
No.
He was excited the fact that Cherry was going up against Sweet. He loved that on Friday night.
He loves it.
Lovely to see you.
I'm off to Adelaide.
Are you?
Upstairs. Upstairs to talk to Adelaide.
We're here on Saturday off the bench with you and Hutchie, with your very, very popular show.
We'll be at Alexandra this week.
Mm, he'll be in the dressing rooms on Friday night too with his Darcy Moore boy.
Come on, boys.
Keep your story short.